the Fourth Cup. And there's also another tape series back there entitled Corpus Christi Father's Day, in which I give a much longer version of this, where we actually go step by step through the Mass, and I show how the Book of Revelation describes the heavenly worship as nothing other than the Mass itself. So it's about twice as long as this talk, but it's filled with a lot more biblical arguments showing how scripturally grounded the Mass is in its entirety. And there's also there are also a couple other talks there. I wanted to mention, let's see, this tape series also, Answering Common Objections. This is the one that I have found most helpful among my friends who are questioning the Catholic faith, either as fallen away Catholics or as non-Catholics who have opposed the Church for a long time. I have five tapes. Each one deals with really the biggest problems that I had with the Church: the Pope, Purgatory, Mary, the saints, and lastly, the Eucharist. I have a tape series on the sacraments. It's a biblical understanding of the seven sacraments entitled Growth by Oath. In all these six tapes, I go through the seven sacraments and I show how, from Scripture, these things were intended by Christ and instituted by Him as well. Because I find that many non-Catholics think of sacramentalism as magical hocus-pocus or superstition. They don't see it in Scripture, but it isn't really hard to see once you're shown it. I also wanted to mention my wife's tape. She has, let's see, I don't have the one up here. There's a tape series called Life-Giving Love, where we deal with the marriage covenant and the question of birth control. I have two tapes on that in that series, but Kimberly has one that is just extraordinarily good. We have just many people writing and phoning us, telling us what a difference her tape has made in their marriages, in their families, and so on. We actually have some children now who have been born because people listened to that tape and decided to go off contraception and had children. Here's another series that has a tape by Kimberly. I have a tape here on marriage, and there's a tape that we have in tandem, Becoming a Catholic Family. But here is Kimberly's story, the story of my conversion. I don't know of anybody who's listened to this and not wept. It's just very, very moving and powerful. The last series that I'll mention is entitled Calling Catholics to be Bible Christians and Vice Versa, Calling Bible Christians to Become Catholics. This is my favorite series in a certain way because this is the one that I designed to give Catholics 25 or 30 key Bible verses to share with non-Catholics, and I also go through the 10 or 15 most common Bible verses that the anti-Catholics use against the Church and how we Catholics can respond and answer those charges, those objections. So this is called Calling Catholics to be Bible Christians. If they run out of tapes in the back, I apologize. But let me give you a phone number just in case you want to call and order these tapes or others, because Kimberly and I have many other tapes. In fact, Kimberly's working on a series on the Rosary, 15 mysteries, 15 tapes on the 15 mysteries. And I tell you, it's going to really be an extraordinary thing. And think of this also in terms of Christmas that's coming up. The number is 1-800, it's free, 1-800-526-2151. That's St. Joseph Communication, 1-800-526-2151. I also want to encourage you to go back to the other tables, because there are books by Ignatius Press, books by Scepter Press, books by Tan and other publishers that represent a veritable renaissance in Catholic literature. We are seeing in the 90s a boom in solid Catholic literature designed for lay consumption. So you all are without excuse. You have all the resources at your fingertips if you avail yourselves of them.